Boy, it's a really special Sunday today. Did we forget anything?
No.
It's not Easter. It's not Christmas. Look what I brought with me today.
What?
Crowns.
It's a crown, isn't it?
Cake.
See, if you hadn't been scooting, I wouldn't be sitting on you, huh? I brought crowns today. There'll be enough for everybody to have one. But I brought a crown today to symbolize why it's a special day. Now, if you were to see somebody wearing a crown, what would you think that they were? Who would you think that they might be?
Queen and kings and gods.
Queens and kings.
Kings and gods.
There you go. Yeah. So queens and kings, they wear crowns, don't they? And why do they wear them? Why do you think they wear a crown if they were a king or a queen?
So they know they're the queen and king.
So they know it. That's true. How about everybody else? Maybe everybody else should know too.
Yes, that was next.
Yeah, everybody else should know they were a queen. Yep.
And a king.
Uh huh. So because we are supposed to what? Respect them. And honor them, and they have a certain amount of power, don't they?
Yes.
Because they're the queen. I'm the princess, by the way. Just ask my dad; he'll tell you. But so the queen and the king, they have a little bit of power, don't they? And we are supposed to give them some honor and respect. And so today is a really special day. Because today is Grandparents' Day. So if you are a grandparent, you have grandchildren, would you please stand just for a second? Everybody that has, look at this! Look at all these young grandparents.
That's grand.
Look at that! You know, I was going to say something about gray hair, but I think there's more with blonde and brunette hair than there is of gray hair. But thank you very much for standing. But today is Grandparents' Day, and it's a day, whether our grandparents are here with us, or whether our grandparents have gone to be with the Lord, or maybe they just live in another state, to honor those grandparents. And the Lord has said a lot in the Bible about grandparents. And I'm going to tell you what it says. In Proverbs, it says, gray hair, back to the gray hair thing, by the way. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by living a godly life. So all you grandparents that don't have gray hair yet, I don't know about you. Anyway, gray hair is a crown of glory. Isn't that wonderful? We think that our grandparents have a crown of glory. And in Leviticus, it tells us that we should show our respect of the elderly. I'm just reading the Bible, folks. Show our respect for the elderly by standing up in their presence and by showing respect for them that love the Lord. And so today, we honor and respect our grandparents, those that have taught us so much about life and about love and the love of God and God in our lives. And as a child, I remember sitting by my grandparents and listening to their stories and their history. And even though it was a child, I learned so much about what it means to be an adult, what it means to be a Christian, and what we can do with our lives. So today I ask that you listen to your grandparents, you honor and respect them, and you give them what they deserve is your honor and your respect. Okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you. Okay, sit still. Let's bow our heads. Everybody. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the fact that you have given us grandparents that we can learn from, that we can listen to, and we ask that you help us to show them our respect each and every day, not just on Grandparents' Day. In Jesus' name, amen.